Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in green today. And, of course, export sales were quite good on beans. They were very good on wheat. And they're okay on corn. But basically, for soy meal and beans and wheat, they were the best. But that said, now that we've had the USDA come forth and you know, maybe they didn't lie to us. They just didn't have a clue all this time that we were as tight as we were on the beans, on the supplies. But regardless, I would have to say that the 92 million bushel carryout that came brought into the new crop year on September 1st is the tightest since 1973. And that means that with harvest running late on beans, maturity running late, and if it was to start raining, all of a sudden, that harvest potential of getting speeded up, now that we're in October, would almost, well, it would slow down quite a bit. And that would be a concern because demand is huge for soybeans and for the products, especially soybean meal. So that could prop up this bean market for a little bit or give us a short covering rally. We also have to remember we have come from on a leaf contract from a high of 1536 and a half or three quarters down to 904 and a half. So we've had a huge move. And 895 and a half happens to be a wave five on a small scale for this year's contract. And so that's kind of important that the market sort of catches here, catches its breath. But we also need to keep an eye because all the rallies on the way down have been about 35 cents and lasted around 5, maybe 6 days. So if we start to exceed that kind of a rally on short covering, or we start to see more days being spent, that's a change in complexion. And it could offer up a rally before the ultimate low eventually comes with an eight in front of it. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.